The Web's Michael Smith. It is episode 109 of the Canes Cast. And you know what?
What's that?
I am really happy to see you.
Oh, I am ecstatic to see you, ecstatic to hear you, as I'm sure all of our Canes Cast listeners are. I was hoping we'd be able to get you on the podcast sooner rather than later to pull back the curtain. We didn't do one last week because last Monday you were having surgery.
And yes, I was.
I didn't feel like it'd be right to do an episode then. Felt like a week off was no big deal. Hopefully you guys didn't miss us too much.
The show must go on. So, you could have done a podcast. It's okay.
Yeah, but it didn't feel right. So we took a week off last week, was going to do another one this week and bring Shane on and have you on by phone because we now have those capabilities to have guests call into the show. But then you got clearance, and so here we are.
Yeah, I'm cleared. I cannot wander too far, but the good news is I have been released from the hospital. Technically, you know, if this is house arrest, I will take it. but I'm at home recovering, recuperating, and it's going to be a slow pattern to get back to where I can do my job fully, because there's just, without getting into too much detail, Michael Smith, you know, the doctors have a lot of concerns about, you know, being on my feet for a long time and
right.
Moving around and walking and going upstairs and lifting things and things of that nature. But I can talk, I can sit down, I can podcast. So,
and that's all we need for the podcast is talking and sitting down.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
So two things that I've been cleared to do.
That's good.
The stamina might not be exactly where it normally is. So we'll see where we are about 25 minutes into this thing, if I'm still perky for you.
Yeah.
But here I am. And I'm happy to do this. And if I could, Michael, I cannot even begin to come up with the words to say thank you to everyone who's out there who, you know, passed along words, thoughts, prayers, just whatever it was that you had, sending a note, sending a tweet, something through Facebook. You know, I try to be a very private person. I don't like, you know, doing the, hey, I'm sick and here's what's going on. I try to keep that stuff, you know, behind closed doors, but this happened in the middle of a road trip, and it became, you know, pretty public when, you know, you're there one game in California and then you're not the next.
Right.
It's hard to keep it quiet. Never in a million years did I think what was wrong with me was what was wrong with me. There are so many doctors and nurses and nurses assistants from San Jose to here in North Carolina. And I will give a huge shout out to the people at UNC Rex who really treated me like I was, you know, gold. You know, it was the best care I could have possibly wanted. And the doctors in San Jose who asked me, what did you want? And I said, I want to go home. They made no bones about it as soon as they made sure it was safe for me to travel. And that's where, damn it, I miss you guys. There's no other way to put it.
Yeah.
The thanks that I have to the Carolina Hurricanes organization, first off to Mike Sundheim, who's already a PR director and media relations director. He basically handled everything that was going on with me to the public front and you know, keeping people posted and finding a way to get, and with all due respect to Phil DiGiuseppe, to get my wife, thank you, Phil, to California to have her be there with me for I was only out there for 5 days and it felt like 50. That was just huge to have. And then, you know, the support from the organization, Don Waddell, Tom Dundon, the owner, and you know, Don texting me and you know, somehow finding the right way to say a line that would make me smile to you know, Vice President of Hockey Operations Paul Kropelka, who has many deep thoughts, evidently.
Yes.
was sharing a lot of them with me at a time when I needed it. Eric Tulski and his family have been great through all of this. I mean, then the list goes on and on. And then, you know, from, you know, I could take an hour thanking everybody here, Michael Smith, and I'm going to leave somebody out, and I hate doing that. But Dougie Bennett, Brian Maddox, the team trainers who were checking in on me, and you know, team doctors, Dr. Josh Bloom, who made sure that I was you know, ready to go and healthy. And when I say healthy, like healthy enough to move, or if I wasn't healthy, the next move where they were going to send me and what was going on. And, you know, it's just one of these things where the outreach has been, I don't have the words, and I'm going to try to stay, you know, do that. I promised myself I wouldn't do this. I'm not going to do that. But, you know, my family through all of this, you know, they're still in Western New York, but they were, kept up to date on everything. But, you know, my wife, who is my rock, who got me through all of this, the organization, and then the players, my goodness, you know, like I just talk to the guys, you know, I've got a job to do, and I do interviews with them that, you know, sometimes I don't blame them that they don't want to do.
Yeah.
And you know, some stories here and there, and, they were, to a man, they all reached out to me and wanted to make sure I was okay. And, you know, it's little things like that when you're not sure what's going on, and, you're faced with, this situation when you get a text from, you know, somebody, you know, saying, hey, you know, just thinking about you. And the ringleader of that group, Jordan Martinook, at every turn I was getting, you know, boys are thinking about you, we're thinking about you, you know, come up and visiting me in the hospital. And please don't take this the wrong way, folks who are listening. I am not trying to receive visitors at this time. I just kind of want to heal. But there's some people who you cannot stop, and Jordan Martinook is not somebody who I'm getting in the way of. But he represented the all of the boys, and I love this team. I love everything about it. And then, you know, the other team that I'm a big part of, which is the Fox Sports team, Jimmy Malia, you know him, the executive producer for Fox.
Yep.
He, and you did this as well, Mr. Smith. You're getting a huge thank you on this, on one end. But Jimmy Malia, when I'm sitting in an emergency room in San Jose, and, you know, you're trying to con yourself into, I'll be fine, everything's going to be all right, on a game day, to take an hour plus out of his day to come and sit with me and just try to keep things normal. I owe Jimmy everything. And then everybody else, the Fox crew that I work with, they're the best. They're just the absolute best. You know, you can say their names, Paul Hemming and Dean Meglio and Adam Holtzman and Smoothie Cook, those guys who I'm with. And then, of course, Tripp and John, who, you know, I was feeling bad for them. I felt they were giving more updates on me than they were on what was going on in the game, and they were checking in on me the entire way. You know, I just love those guys, and it makes everything great. And then in San Jose, you pop into an emergency room. I'm sure that was a fun experience for you.
It was an interesting experience. That was it's an interesting place, and you had some neighbors.
Oh yeah, yeah. I had plenty of them. Yeah. I could write a book just based on my my stay in San Jose.
Yeah, so. Let's get started.
Oh yeah, ready? Dictated, but not read.
Yeah.
Oh god,
it can be audio, an audio book.
Oh, this, trust me, it'd be a number. It's and by the way, it's truth. So
yeah,
it is much stranger than fiction and could ever be.
It's fresh on the mind too, because it happened 10 days ago.
10 days ago. Yeah. Yeah. So how it all played out, but I cannot thank so many people and you, Smitty. I mean, every. You know, every minute checking in, just making sure that things are good and I'm good. And so many people who've reached out, you know, like I said, it be it a text or a tweet, it all matters. And I'm fortunate. You know, what I have could have been far, far worse than what it is. Mm-hmm. So I'm very lucky on that. And, you know, to John Gruden, knock on wood if you're with me. But at the same time, still have a long road.
Right.
Doctors are going to tell me to take it really slow, and I generally never listen to doctors, so I'm going to have to start doing that.
And who knows if they listen to Kane's Cast or not.
They might. They might. These guys might now. Yeah. Although it's funny because you get a lot of people who, you know, say, oh, you're the guy, you do that. And in California, like I got, nobody knows who we are out there.
Yeah, they don't get Fox Sports Carolinas.
No, they don't. They're like, what are you doing out here? Like, well, I work for the Carolina Hurricanes.
Yeah.
Why are you here? Oh, that's right. We have the Sharks. Yes, you have the Sharks. But like just so many doctors and so many guys with the and women with the organization who took time to reach out. And again, I can't thank you enough. And then the fans. I mean, you guys, I really appreciate how you've, you know, there's been a real good distance of respecting the privacy, but, you know, sending the well wishes and the thoughts. And I wanted to respond to everybody individually, and you just kind of, you realize you can't.
Yeah.
I'm blessed. That's all I have to say. There are so many people out there. Like I said, I think I've been going for about 15 minutes, or at least it feels like, but it's good to be home. It'll be a while before I'm back on the air, but I can watch every game. And, yep. To the folks filling in for me, Shane Willis, my partner, he's the best co-host in the National, without a doubt. Abby Labar, who's stepping up, and she keeps saying that, Abby, just do you. She's fine. She's great. And it's great. Don't worry about me. I'll be back somewhere, somehow. I'm sure they'll figure that out. But everybody. And then, the other folks at Canes Vision, people always ask, what do I do? You know what I do in the off season, but I'm a full-time employee for the Canes. And I have all these little families, and they've all been here through every step of the way, wanting to make sure everything's really good. And by the way, people wanted to know, what exactly happened. All I can tell you is that I had a mass removed, and they had to get it all at once. So it was, I don't have the full details. A lot of people want details. I want details as well. Mm-hmm. I've just been told it was basically the size of a volleyball, or a small volleyball.
Which is?
The size of Mike Brown of our PR department, his head.
It's not small.
No. No, it was, so.
And there are pictures somewhere.
Somewhere. That's what they've told me.
Somewhere, somewhere.
One of the surgeons told me, I go, the exact line was, I'm like, did you keep it? And he goes, actually, we had nothing big enough to contain it. So I don't know how they shipped it off or what they did to have it get looked at. But also, this is a big month for the National Hockey League, because coming up in November, by the time you hear this, or when you hear this, and we know Halloween's coming up, so everybody, we give you the traditional be safe and all that. But I understand how lucky and how fortunate I am that this could have been something completely different, and it's still something, but
right.
It's not what it could have been.
Yeah.
And to everybody who's out there, like I say, November coming up being a huge Hockey Fights Cancer Month. We're all in this together, folks, and you don't need to have this happen to you. Just if you know somebody's going through the fight, if you know somebody might be going through it, if you hear send them a text. Just even if it's something as simple as, hey, thinking about you, it makes a difference, because it keeps your spirits up. And I really think that's a big reason why, this turned out the way it did for me, because I have this unbelievable group, and I can't thank, again, thank you is not enough. It's just not enough. And I'll be indebted to so many people forever, but it's a pretty good debt that I will look forward to taking the rest of my life to pay off for these people.
Yeah. Well, I, at risk of speaking for everybody, I think I'm safe in speaking for everybody, in this sense, but we all love you. We all, are so very much happy that you're a part of not only this team, but also this, this family, because we are a family, and, this community, what you do for the organization, for, the team, for the individual employees, for people in this community is really awesome. And so for it to be, the best news that it could have been given the situation is awesome. And it's the news that we were all waiting to hear. And I know that was probably one of the toughest parts of this whole thing, is just that waiting game of, what is it, and how bad is it going to be? And I'm glad that, considering the circumstances, the news was as positive as it could have been, because work hasn't been the same without you around. I know I'm speaking for myself there, but I'm sure for other people too. We look forward to having you back as soon as possible. But of course, we want you to rest up and heal up. And we made sure to double check with the doctors that podcasting was okay for today.
Yeah, and they gave me the green light. You've seen the scar, so you tell me.
I've seen the scar.
It's never going to be able to unsee that, buddy.
They're just going to actually put you at the window for Halloween, and you're just going to lift up your shirt.
Exactly. Yeah. That's it. That's the Halloween decorations at the Maniscalco household here.
I mean, it's impressive.
I'm glad you think so.
It is impressive.
But thanks, Smitty. And, yeah. And you know, you and Pace Sagister, who was on the trip as handling the traveling PR, you know, they made sure you guys took care of me. You got all my stuff where it needed. Like I said, there's so many people I can't thank. And then not to belabor this point, but, you know, Johnny and Trip, you know, it's I like to think of us as a line. You know, for if we're going to go in hockey terms, and Johnny is the center, and he's going to get really mad at me for saying what I'm about to say, but you know, he's the star, he's Gretzky, he makes the line go, and you know, Tripper is the guy who's got this unique set of skills who, you know, you look at him and he makes things happen, and I like to look at it as you know, I'm the grinder, and you know, I create a little. You know the moniker. Create a little space on the ice for the boys to work with.
Bang some bodies down low.
Exactly.
Make some havoc.
You know, you get pucks in deep.
Yeah.
You know, be hard on pucks.
Yeah.
You know, get to the front of the net.
And play a full 60 because exactly. That's most important.
Exactly. Try to take away the goalie's eyes.
Yeah.
Things like that. And be responsible defensively and provide some offense.
That's what it's about.
But, you know, just getting texts and calls from, you know, you're sitting in a hospital bed and you're trying to, you know, stay up on things or whatever. And just, you know, Johnny just reaching out going, Hey, big guy, we're thinking of you. Just know that. And then saying, take your time. And then, you know, Trip the exact same way, you know, if Trip could be a doctor right now, cause he keeps asking everything. So what's this? I'm looking at it. I'm like, we'll get it all figured out, Trip. And when I get back, I get back. But, you know, I miss it. I miss taking the shifts and I miss the hell out of you guys. And the hockey world.
Oh, it's been incredible.
My goodness. The people who've reached out to me, and I'm not, no humble brags here. I'm not doing that. Just the hockey community is the best community. From people from NHL Network to ESPN to the Sports Network up in, you know, in Canada, to, you know, just everywhere. Broadcasters everywhere. Fox. You know, it's overwhelming at times.
It just goes to show how closely knit this whole community is.
It really is.
I mean, even though it spans from, you know, here or, you know, wherever the easternmost team is in the U.S. to Vancouver, you still have all these people uniting, two different countries uniting over a commonality. And it's, you know, I've been watching from afar, but to see, you know, all the support that the hockey community has given you has been really, really awesome to see.
And, you know, then I talk about the guys, the coaching staff.
Yeah.
Rod Brindamore has reached out to me and he's, you know, first off, if Rod Brindamore tells you you're going to do something, you're going to do it.
Right.
So right away he told me that I got this and whatever it is, I'm going to be better than it, and I am. Jeff Daniels, Dean Chenoweth, and new goaltending coach, you know, Jason Mazzotti, all reaching out. You know, it's like I say, you don't have the words for it, but you know, and then the support that they've all given my wife. Thank you, Phil. A little slow on that,
yeah,
buddy.
There he is.
They need to take a week off.
Let's try that again.
And the support my has gotten from the hockey family. It's again, thank everybody. Now it's just, honestly, it's just the recovery process. There's a couple of things, you know, they got to worry about. You have a major surgery. They worry about what comes in with that, but
the hard part's over at least.
Yeah.
The most difficult part,
the hardest part of climbing the mountain.
Yeah.
We got that. Now there's still parts to go,
yeah.
But,
well, and there was also the whole factor of it happening basically as far away from home as you could possibly imagine.
Oh, yeah. Cause
we fly out to LA last week after doing the last podcast that we get, 2 weeks ago after doing the last podcast that we did, and you weren't feeling great there, and talked to the paramedics at Staples Center. And then we get to San Jose, which again, nowhere close to Raleigh in terms of, you know, distance. And so having to deal with that in such a foreign environment, I imagine was tough, but luckily, as you mentioned, you had good support and your wife got to fly out there. And the most important part was then that you were able to come home and receive the care you needed here. Because, I mean, you know, no offense to San Jose or the western part of the country, but the care that you're receiving here is top of the line, for sure.
It's unbelievable. I mean, there's no other There's no other way to put it. And again, not to take anything away from any of the doctors in San right. Jose, but because they were great.
There's just something about being at home. Gives you a little more comfort and the network of medical professionals here is just is almost unrivaled around the country, really. So for yep. you to get that care here is extremely important.
And you know, again, Dougie Bennett hooks me up with one of the ER doctors who works closely with the Canes, right. Dr. Damian McHugh, and he comes up and checks on me. You know, doctor, you know, so many doctors take the time to, you know, just look in on me. And look, I understand how fortunate I am. And there are those out there who don't, you know, have this, but you have people out there that you can lean on, that you can use. And they, you know, it's all important. It really, truly is. And, you know, it's like I say, I keep saying I don't want to thank everybody. And I keep thinking of all of the names of the people who I need to thank, you know, Tim Gleason sending me a text, yeah. you know, and Cam Ward sending me a text. People want to know how the captain of the Carolina Hurricanes from last season is doing, Justin Williams. The man is as cool sending a text as he is talking to in person. He sends me a text. Speaking of captains, Jordan Stahl. I mean, my goodness. He's the captain of a hockey team. They got to play a game, and Jordan Stahl's sending texts to me
yeah.
wondering how I'm doing. Brett Pesci, my guy.
Yeah, your guy.
So he's off the interview hook for a while.
For now.
Don't let him know that he heard that.
I think Abby interviewed him the other night.
Yeah, he's good for a while. You know, Ryan Warsawski, the Checkers head coach, Patty Dwyer. Like I just keep saying, you don't want to – I don't want to keep going down these lines and say, you know, because I'm going to leave somebody out. But no, it's just been amazing. And then the tough part is I'm sitting there in California and they play San Jose. Mm-hmm. They don't win in San Jose and they don't win in Anaheim. And, you know, and luckily I had that to distract me enough, Smitty. You got to see it. And people are sitting there going, oh, you know, well, what's wrong with the Hurricanes? And I'm sitting there in my hospital bed going, oh, they just lost two games to two good teams. Anaheim at the time was playing way better hockey than I think any of us anticipated them playing.
Oh, yeah.
And with San Jose's roster, you've got to think at home on a back-to-back, they're going to figure something out.
And that building is tough to play in, too, because once it gets going and, you know, Evander Kane scored the hat trick in the first period, that's just not a recipe for success.
No. So we can actually get to hockey because I have been paying attention.
We want to get to hockey?
Yeah. I mean, let's make this as normal as possible. So,
well, being able to do this and to be able to get back to doing this, I'm sure is good for you because it brings some normalcy to an otherwise not normal 10 days or so.
I hope you can tell that it is getting dusty in my home and I'm trying and you know, you can.
And it's not dusty.
No, I was going to say.
It's very well maintained.
The other person who lives here. Yes, she maintains this house very well.
She does.
So, you know, but like I said, you know, I just go back to a captain of a National Hockey League team, Jordan yeah. Stahl, is thinking about me on a game day. And, you know,
The whole team was.
So.
Everybody I saw that night, you know, walking through the hallway before the game, that was the first question they would ask is, you know, how's Mike doing? How's, you know, what's the word? And, you know, then we didn't really know a whole lot.
Well, I didn't know a whole lot.
And there were a lot of unanswered questions, a lot of uncertainty. But I'm glad that now we have some clarity. Yeah. We have some somewhat of an answer to everything. And now it's just about rest and recovery and getting you back to 100%.
Yeah. You know, and I'm on the injured list, but,
upper body, I think it counts.
It's a core injury.
Okay. Core muscle.
We're gonna call this one. Let's go with that. You know, some people said I've had the ugliest baby in the history of the world.
Well, we don't know. We haven't seen pictures.
Oh, I'm going to go with that. Could be a real safe assumption. So that's it. But you know, I just so everybody knows, if I could, I would be back the next game
tomorrow.
If they let me, I would be back with Calgary. for that.
We'd be interviewing Bill Peters.
I would be. Yeah. I would be giving Bill a big hug. I really would. And I'd ask him where his hat was from the outdoor game.
Oh, amazing. So, I hope he brought it for tomorrow.
He should have. Why wouldn't you?
That's got to be an every game thing now.
I would just, why wouldn't you wear that every game? But I want to be back. And, you know, again, the other families that I have, the stage crew that I have with Fox, and you know, so many people behind there. But, you know, Jessica Houston, who is like, I call her my den mom because I need anything for a game. She's just got it, you know, for me. And then Mike Mills, who makes sure I can hear everything, is I call him Millsy. His real last name's Milstead. He makes sure I can hear everything. And Jonathan, too. I run down the list of all these people, and, you know, they're sitting here thinking of me, and I'm like, I don't worry. I'll get back. So I can't wait to get back. There's no target date. I have an unrealistic target date. And so for people who like to play the game of Clue or play games like this, don't hold me to this. I would love to do it. But a lot of people certainly know my background. And when I would like to come back, it would be wonderful to have that tie together. But I am actually going to do whatever the doctors tell me to do.
Yeah.
Boo.
Bam.
But
you got to play it safe. I do. You want to be back up to 100% because you don't want to come back too early. And that's a rigorous road trip, that one.
Well, so. The other part of it, yeah, it is. Good one, though.
Yeah, it's a good one, but rigorous.
The other part of it, too, is, you know, because they had to go through my abdomen, through my stomach, for lack of a better term. So now they're worried about me re-injuring or aggravating
right.
that, and then that could lead to something worse, and then I'm just going to be out even longer. So there's a target date, but there's a realistic one after that. So I can't give you an exact time, but I was told, you know, 4 to 6 weeks is realistic, and that was after the surgery. So we'll find out how it goes. But I miss everybody. It's hard watching the games, and when I say it's hard watching the games, it's hard because you want to be there. It's
right.
not hard because of any, it's hard because you want to be there, and it gives you a new perspective. But overall, you know, it's just good to be back and good to do this, honestly. Yeah, seriously.
The second
you offered this, I'm sitting here and I'm like, oh gosh, yeah, no, I can do phone calls because I've been talking to people all day long. And then I'm like, oh, can I do a podcast? And like, how long is it? And I'm like, an hour. And they're like, you got to walk around or carry anything? I'm like, no. Nope. Yeah, all right. I'm like, okay, so.
It's one of the least strenuous things we do, I think.
Step one.
We just sit down, we press record, press a single button, and just talk for however long.
So, you know, sitting down can be a little stressful right now. Yeah.
Well, and you were in a hospital bed, too, for God knows how long. Way too long.
Way too long.
Yeah.
Way
I mean, too I'm long. Sure that was part of the benefit, too, of coming home is just not being. Just being home, period. Like just having the familiar surroundings of home.
Hospital time feels like tack on for every day you're there, tack on 3 more days. Like, cause that's what it felt like. I was in the hospital for a month.
It's like visiting different planets in Interstellar. Time is functions differently.
Yeah, time has no meaning.
Right.
And again, the people at Rex, they are MVPs.
I mean,
they are unbelievable. First stars all the way through. One of the funny things, though, I can't say this. One of my surgeons is Dr. Michael Myers.
Oh.
And I know it's Halloween.
And you made it out safely, too.
So I can literally say around Halloween, I have been split open and disemboweled by Michael Myers. So how many people have that on the resume?
And put back together
and
again.
Put back
thankfully.
Together. Thankfully.
He didn't forget that part.
You know, this is the good Michael Myers.
Because if he forgot that part, we might be dealing with a whole separate thing right now.
That's more the Austin Powers side of Michael Myers. And Dr. Michael LeCompte, thank you very much for putting the scarecrow back together after pulling out a pumpkin.
I
know. I want to see it.
I mean.
And don't, folks, do not be upset if you're like, I kind of want it. I'm not going to show it to anybody, but if I see this thing,
it was one of the first thoughts I had after we had heard, like, you know, surgery went well, he's doing well. And then Sonny was like, it was the size of a volleyball. Yeah. I was like, whoa.
Yeah. The at first the surgeon goes, it's not that big. And I go, oh, okay. Because, you know, you get the CT scans and all that can only show you so much.
Right.
And they're like, oh, it's not that big. And then they yanked it out and the surgeon, surgeon, he told,
it's
was volleyball.
Yeah. Well, because when I saw you in the hospital in San Jose, you were going through kind of the measurements of what it was like. So then on the way to lunch, me and Pace were like, all right, well, what ball-wise, like, what does that compare to? And we kind of settled on a volleyball, and we were like, that seems...
that. Oh, yes.
That seems too big.
Trust me, that was unsettling for me to hear. So... even more unsettling that it was.
It's out and it's been disposed of, I guess, medically.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah.
Something. I don't know what they do with it.
Whatever.
Send it to Ripley's or something. I don't know.
Yeah, or some medical museum. Or it's going to, you know, Halloween's coming up. It'll escape and take over the world, something like that. I don't know.
It's the next Ghostbusters.
But by the way, this is not, I'm not trying to be glib. This was... I've lost some weight because of this.
You look great too.
Yeah. It's okay. Thanks. Just so you know, if you tell me when you see me when I'm back and you tell me I look great, I will greatly appreciate it. But yes, this was not the way that I wanted to do that. Just so.
It's one way.
No.
It's not the ideal way.
No.
For sure.
Not at all, folks. Not at all.
Not at all.
Eat your vegetables. Yes. Get some walks.
Well, and I'm sure too, you're going to. I mean, if you've had a volleyball-sized mass inside of you for who knows how long.
That's the thing.
Who knows how
long.
They
don't know.
I'm sure you're going to feel better than you ever have, at least in the last however many years.
Not right now.
Well, now no. But eventually, once we get back to full health, where you're not carrying around a volleyball anymore.
Exactly.
That's a positive sign. Yeah,
and again, folks, there's a lot of questions. I have them. But the number one question that got answered is going to allow me to get back back to the job and the thing that I love and doing. But it puts a lot of things in perspective for you. And again, so many people I want to thank, but you know I cannot thank. Yes, go ahead.
Thank you.
Yep.
Thank you.
Could hit that a ton one more today.
Thank you.
You know. Yeah, her name's out there now. I everybody always asks, you know, what's the name of Kristen? I cannot thank her enough.
Yeah, she said she gained like 50 Twitter followers.
Yeah.
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 So, rising star.
Yeah. Well, she was, it's funny. She was joking with me. She goes, I feel like I'm your traveling, public relations assistant. And I'm like, this was not what I intended.
Yeah.
But
well, that again, it's the fact that it happened so far away from home. And
if I could, I have a friend who lives in Portland, Oregon. His name is Brian Mahoney. I've known him since college. He flew down to San Jose.
Right.
Because he's like, well, I figured you needed someone normal. And I'm like, all right. And that's it. And, it's just to try and keep a sense of normalcy and everything. It just.
Well, that's the thing is, you know, trying to find normalcy and.
Yeah.
In a situation like that, I imagine is really, really tough to do.
It's not that easy.
Really tough to do. So I'm glad we've reached a point where it's, for the most part, normal.
Yep.
You're at least back in Raleigh. You're at home. Everything checks out as much as it can.
Yep.
And soon enough, you'll be back at work.
Yeah, that's it. Now it's
technically back at work now.
Technically.
You're on the clock.
Yeah.
But this is, and I know you've said, I mean, this is one of the favorite parts of my job. So I'm super glad that we're being able to do this right now.
Yeah, without a doubt. So, and maybe we'll even get one in next week too.
That's fingers are crossed for that.
So, I mean, that's more on you. You got to make the time.
I'm wide open.
All right. Well,
yeah, we have a new podcast studio now.
Exactly. And as I texted you, when you said I'll be around this time, I literally have nowhere to be.
Except on a new episode of Kane's Cast.
That's it.
Which is right here, right now.
Exactly. And one more time, thank you to everyone. Greatly, greatly appreciate it. So, by the way, the Canes, as we move a little bit forward, yes, I am still going to try to talk a touch hockey at this, as they say in hockey. Let's do that hockey.
Let's do that. And it's interesting, too, because you've had kind of a different perspective of the team over the last 10 days versus being around it. And I wonder, how has your interpretation of what's happened in the last 10 days changed versus, you know, being around it on a day-to-day basis?
Well, you know, the funny thing is you look at the roster that the team has had to deal with, and it's not ideal when you've got to play a game with... you know, 11 forwards and 7 defensemen. So, yeah. You know, you go into that Anaheim situation. By the way, so mad I was not there to interview Hayden Fleury for his first NHL goal.
What a play, too. Like, you know,
he's had it in him.
Right. And he's had chances this year, and it's good to see one finally go in. But, you know, we all kind of joke that, oh, he's going to get one. It's going to, like, bounce in off a defense, you know, some weird fluke goal.
Oh, no.
Makes a great play at the blue line to keep the puck on his backhand, goes to his forehand, settles it, rips one past one of the best American goaltenders in history, Ryan Miller. That's a solid goal.
Yeah.
And he saved the puck. Nino Niederreiter grabbed it. He saved the stick. I would want to use that one again because it's clearly got some...
Oh, well, there's some magic in that one. You know, a little mojo, keep it rolling.
But I understand. And then, you know, has a first goal finally to talk about. And funny enough, he was the leader for inactive games played without a goal for only about 24 hours because Victor Metz scored his first goal the night before. He was at, I think, 126 games played, and Fleury was at 95. That game was his 96th game. Good to see him finally get one. Pretty muted celebration.
Yeah, I mean, at the time when the goal is scored, you know, you've got the Ducks up on the scoreboard. Eric Hall is out of the game after after taking a big hit. And it's funny when you watch it. It's they're hits that you look at and you're like, oh, that's you know, dirty. That's borderline Manson's hit on Eric Hall. I thought it just, you know, and I've only had the replays of it. It looked like he wasn't trying to hurt him.
Yeah.
He was trying to hit him.
When I saw it live, I thought it was dirty. When I saw the replays, my opinion kind of changed.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not great just because of the vulnerable position Holla was in. But I think he makes shoulder-to-shoulder contact. It just happened that Holla was kind of in a bad spot.
In an awkward spot.
Yeah.
And again, that's where when you talk about the benefit of when you're watching it and you get those replays, you know, live speed, I could totally see why. Oh, that's dirty. He's got to hold up.
Right.
It's a hit that you'd like to see kind of taken out of the game, and they want to do that. But at the same time, still a physical sport. You're still going to hit guys.
Yeah.
And, you know, if we're going to go down this line, a lot of talk has been made about, you know, answering those things. What happens? Well, Joel Edmondson answered the bell for the Carolina Hurricanes, and there's been a lot of conversations because I've been, you know, listening to, reading, watching a lot of, you know, hockey about other teams. The Canes didn't wait to get an answer against Manson. You know, Joel Edmondson had an answer. And that's what teams that are coming together and gelling and finding identities do. You don't have to go out and you don't have to go and hurt another player on the Ducks, or you don't have to, you know, beat Manson to a pulp.
Right.
But you're going to let him know we didn't like the hit. We're going to take umbrage with it. You know, Manson did the right thing by it too. He went, he obliged, and then that's and it. It's done.
And it was a good fight too. Like Manson got in the uppercut and Edmondson got in a few shots. I think ended up cutting him. It was probably with Manson's visor. Yeah,
still.
And that's another thing that, you know, I know what the NHL is trying to do with keeping helmets on during fights, but more often than not, you're going to get a punch is going to land, and that and your cheek's going to get cut by the visor.
Cheek, your nose, your whatever. And look, they want fighting out.
Yeah.
Good, fine. But that was a moment out of that game where you take things out. I take that out, like, okay, things are coming
well
together.
And I thought between, you know, Fleury scoring his goal and then that fight, that the Canes seemed to have some juice, seemed to have some energy, but the Ducks kind of sapped it away. Then the intermission happened, and then that was basically it, and the Hurricanes dropped their second straight game.
Yeah, and, you know, people are sitting here, and they're starting to wonder, okay, what's wrong with the Carolina Hurricanes? What's wrong with the team? And where do they go to now? And, again, it's still early. You know, we're not even 20 games into the season yet, Michael. You know, we take a look at the standings right now. You know, the most games that teams have played is 13.
Yeah.
So you got some teams still in single digits. So teams are still trying to figure out what they are and what they've got going on. And for me, it's not that big of a deal that you're going to have a stumble, especially on a road trip, especially when you're in a month like October. And then the weird scheduling quirk of 5 days off, and then you go on the road and you have an absolutely blistering period against Columbus,
where it looks
like you're going to lay the wood to this team. Ryan Dezingle gets one back against his old team. Dougie Hamilton is playing at an elite level right now. Like if people like to do this, who's the Canes all-star? Dougie Hamilton is the Canes all-star representative right now.
Yeah.
Period.
He is.
By the way, Dougie, I am so sorry that I missed Canes Corner on the 21st with you. I was looking so forward to that 1 hour of radio with Dougie Hamilton, but John Forslund again, Gretzky like steps in, saves the day,
yep.
and delivers an all-star performance.
Radio magic.
But you know, that Columbus game, this is gonna sound weird because they lose the game, but that Columbus game, the way they started it, let me know they had put what happened in California behind them.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. And I think the 5 day break period probably helped in that, just being able to basically immediately park what happened yep. in Anaheim and even in San Jose and take your 2 points out of the six from that West Coast road trip. Now, I know we talked about before the team leaving that we wanted to see the team get four at least on that road trip, yep. but you take the two from that road trip, a difficult swing really for any team in hockey, yeah. flying across the country and then playing 3 and 4 against those teams, a team in San Jose that once they signed Patrick Marleau started to play well. And Anaheim, as you mentioned, starting to put or was playing really well
playing way better than anybody thought they were going to play this
right.
year.
So, you know, to go out there and that one, really the team looks back on in San Jose, and it's the specialty teams that's the difference there. They like their 5-on-5 play. Anaheim wasn't a great game from either team, really, kind of gross hockey.
I believe Rod Brindamore used that exact term.
Yes, he did. And then they take a moment to reset, you know, fly back east, reset, have a few days of practice, and respond in Columbus with a great first period. And they could have easily, you know, Columbus had that 4-on-1 rush, scored a goal, the 3.5 minutes into the game,
yep.
that could have been it. The Hurricanes could have said, like, well, you know, here it goes again.
And that was my thought, yeah. where I'm like, oh, boy, you know, maybe they haven't gotten back from the West Coast.
After the team controlled that first 3.5 minutes, too, but they didn't let that bug them. They responded, like, a minute later and then sort of rolled from there. And you had goals scored in quick succession. That allowed the team to build their lead. Had a great first period. The second period, SAG, was very unfortunate. And Columbus completely outworked the Hurricanes in the second period and just dominated possession and play in the second. I thought the third was way more even, and then overtime is what it is, more or less. But for the Hurricanes to still get a point out of that game, which was good, and then come back and play, I thought, one of their most complete games, at least in the last five or so, to get that victory here at home against Chicago 4-0, Peter Mrazek yep. with his second shutout of the season. That was a good sign, because that showed that the Hurricanes aren't going to get caught up in, you know, maybe losing. I think they're in a three-game winless streak. They're not going to get caught up in what that means. It's the season is going to have those moments. An 82-game season is inevitably going to have good stretches and bad stretches. And successful teams know how to manage those bad stresses, minimize them when they can, and start to turn it around and maximize the good stretches. So the Hurricanes coming back home and getting that win against Chicago, I think, just showed, you know, mentally where they're at and able to park, you know, a tough West Coast swing and really a tough finish in Columbus, when you could argue they could have deserved better there. But a strong all-around performance from the Hurricanes against the Blackhawks. And now they have to string something together here during this four-game homestand, games that are, I think, pretty winnable on the schedule, because you've got a 500 team in Calgary.
Yep.
And then you've got Detroit and New Jersey coming into town over the weekend for a back-to-back. Again, three, I think, very winnable games, and a chance for the Hurricanes to get back in the win column with some consistency.
Well, and it starts with this Calgary game, because if you beat a Calgary team coming off of an emotional game, they played in the Heritage Classic outdoors and lost to Winnipeg in overtime. If you can get the jump on them, maybe, and get them spinning a little bit, Detroit should be a winnable game.
Yeah.
But you know, the margin of error in the NHL is small.
I mean,
same thing with Jersey, but
yeah, exactly. Like, any team can beat any team on any given night if you don't have. And we saw it in Columbus. Just that one 20-minute segment ended up doing the Hurricanes in. And Columbus is—they're gonna get some wins this year. I know, you know, we talked about it when Columbus came into Raleigh a couple of weeks ago and dealt the Hurricanes their first regulation loss of the season. But yeah, Columbus doesn't have the talent they did a few months ago. But they're gonna get their wins, because they play exactly what John Tortorella wants to see. A lot, some of it similar to what the Hurricanes do, And twice the Blue Jackets have almost bested the Hurricanes at their own game. So you can imagine the Hurricanes are going to want to get the W the next time they face off against Columbus.
Oh, yeah. You can imagine that. Can I go back to Sunday for a little bit, though?
Yeah, let's do it.
In the Blackhawks game and how that all worked out. One of the things that stood out to me, yes, Andrei Svechnikov's 2 goals. Svech was ready.
Yeah.
Strong with you too, brother. That being said, look who's starting to creep up on the stat sheet again. In Columbus, he scores the 3rd goal, gets 2 assists. He was dominant against Chicago. Sebastian Aho.
Yeah, I think Chicago might have been his best game of the season.
He was unbelievable
I don't think it's any coincidence that he scored his first non-empty net goal the game before, because I think even though he scored a couple of empty net goals, he was still pressing.
Yep.
You know, he was looking to get that first past a goaltender, just like Andrei Svechnikov. And for him to get that one in Columbus, a nice goal, nice deflection, and then carry that in to Chicago, where I thought he had really one of his most complete performances of the season.
Yeah. So if he's starting to get the engine revving.
Yeah. Nino Niederreiter scores against Chicago. Yep. Andrei Svechnikov, as you mentioned, had 2 against Chicago. And he didn't have any that weren't empty net goals to start the season as well.
And Nino Niederreiter, I know Rod Brindamore was getting tired of being asked about him before the West Coast trip.
Yeah.
But he said something that kind of just stuck in the back of my head. He goes, when we go back and watch the games, the one player who every time we looked at the other team's goaltender making some unbelievable save, it was off of Nino's stick.
Yeah.
That their goaltender just made the best save of the game that he had. And, you know, Nino, maybe this is the thing that gets him a little bit freer and looser. Because, you know, there you get to that point, especially when your goal scores, you start pressing, you start looking at the stat sheet, and you're like, I wanna come to the party. I wanna be part of this. And you know, now that maybe he gets that first one, and the way Aho played against Chicago, maybe they can be a little bit looser and play like what we saw them play last year.
And I think Nino, like any goal scorer, scores in bunches. And so now that he's got the one, I think you're going to see him come with some serious regularity here.
Yeah, and that's, again, that's what you want to see right now. But that's where we are for the Canes cast. I cannot tell you how ecstatic I am to be a part of this and get episode 109 back in the airwaves for everybody who's out there. Again, thank you.
Thank you.
That's thank better. You. He says it way... Brock McGinn says it way better than I ever could.
Thank you.
It's true.
But thank you.
Oh, well, he says that pretty well, too.
Yeah.
So, Mr. Smith, great to see you.
Mr. Maniscalco, it has been far too long.
Oh, you're telling me, buddy.
It has been far too long.
You're telling me.
And I'm glad we were able to get behind the mics and do this. We'll aim to do it again next Monday.
Once again.
Same time, same place.
Unless the doctors need me somewhere.
Yeah.
I know where I'm going to be.
As long as you're, you know, as long as you can sit for almost 50 minutes and talk for almost 50 minutes, I think we're good to go.
I think I can manage that.
Yeah.
You know, figure a couple of things out and there.
Maybe we'll get a new Marty minute. He's been around.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's good. That's going to be more on you than than me, but I trust you'll get it done.
Yep.
And again, to the team, to all the players, to you know, the Jordans, Stahl and Martinook, who, you know, I know that they rallied a lot of the guys. You know, if the guys listen to this, thanks. You know, I mean, even, you know, just the, you know, thinking about you, hope you're okay, means the world.
That's leadership.
Yeah.
I mean, it just shows you.
But from, like I said, I heard from everybody in the organization, and it means everything. And then from the fans, and then the folks at Fox, and then from you. I didn't mean to put everybody through this. I kind of apologize for it.
No need to apologize.
As soon as I'm cleared to be back, I will be back on the sidelines and at the desk. I have Shane Willis's tie that you're going to have to give back to him. It's a long story, but you know, it actually might fit me now, so that's actually a good thing.
Well, then it's yours.
Yes.
He'll never know.
Exactly. Finders keepers.
Sorry, Shane.
So, just great to see you, Michael Smith, and thanks for this. Was, you know, I was getting a little, it's, you know, only been 6-7 days, depending on when this is, and I'm just getting a little itchy to do, and it's not from the scar. Just getting a little itchy to do something.
Yeah.
So I'm glad I could come back and do this.
You know who I saw this morning?
There's a lot of people you could have seen.
This is Bill Bernstein coming to you live from the Canes locker room.
And you know what he told me?
Win the day.
Well, that was the first thing he told me. It's the first thing he tells anybody when he sees them. But after that, he said that he misses the Canes Cast, and he especially misses Food Talk on Canes Cast.
Oh, good.
That's a true story. He actually said that.
Well, then he will love Travis Barkley, who sends in via the hashtag Canes Cast on the old Twitter machine, "I'm expecting a full restaurant review of the Rex Hospital menu once the Canes Cast resumes. Get well soon." Travis, I did not eat a lot of solid food in the hospital because of the
very liquid diet.
Very much so. But last Friday, I had scrambled eggs for breakfast when they told me I could start eating solid food again, and they were the best damn scrambled eggs I ever had.
Boom.
So Bill Berniston, I won the day. Thank you for checking in on me. It's funny, like I said, I know I'm going to forget somebody. How do I forget the man who literally built Canes Cast with all of the drops and telling us stay in our lane?
Yeah, he actually didn't say he missed the food, but
He does.
Who's gonna? Yeah, exactly.
He's not gonna fight me now.
If he misses Canes Cast, he misses the food.
You do, Billy.
Yep.
You do.
We know it.
You're only fooling yourself if you say that you're not.
Yep.
So, in that case, there's nothing left to say. For the web's Michael Smith
and TV's Mike Maniscalco.
We will try to do this next Monday. I'll be ready to do that if Mr. Smith can.
Oh, we're doing it next Monday for sure. Moi moi.
Thank you.